It is sunshine-filled. It's gorgeous outside. Everybody should be in a pretty good mood, and we are in an even better mood right now. And the reason for that is because we have reached that point on a Tuesday morning where it's time for the Positive Points on Aging, and we are happy to welcome back to the program our good friend, Marcia Klayman. Good morning, Miss Marcia. How are you today?
Good morning. It is a beautiful day, and I am so thankful for it. You know, no rain, no wind. It's just beautiful.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you are in a good mood, and I appreciate you bringing your positivity to the point. We always appreciate that around here, and I mean that. We try real hard to keep it light, to keep everybody in a good mood, to try to help and lift people up on a day-to-day basis, and it helps when you and Karen come on in here and you help us with our seniors and the different things that we need to learn and grow from. So I appreciate you coming on in. It's always good to visit with you. And today, we are going to talk a little bit about health and lifestyle benefits.
Of gratitude.
Yes.
You know, this is something that probably most people would say, why didn't you hold that till Thanksgiving? But you know, Kev, in today's world, it's very harsh out there. You know, there's so many disagreements, especially in the political rings. Everybody's, you know, on social media, get into these horrible arguments. And it's finally, we just need to take a chance to just sit back and say, you know, I'm really thankful. I mean, you really have to be thankful for what you can accomplish nowadays. Even with the stimulus check, I'm thankful for the stimulus check. You know, it's special that we're getting this. And I hope people will take care of it wisely and use it wisely. But we just really need to think about more ways of being grateful and showing gratitude to each other. And not just be in a negative Nelly mood all the time. And I feel like a lot of people are like that nowadays.
Yeah, well, it is a good thing that we are feeling that, and that, you know, you can find gratitude, you can find some positivity if you're just willing to look for it, you know. I think if you're one of those people out there that is just a negative person and you're just one of those people that try to bring other people down around you, now, I don't know what I can say to you, but if you're one of those individuals, almost always there's a silver lining to almost everything. I mean, you know, I've been sitting home on quarantine for 2 weeks now, and I will still find a silver lining no matter what every single day.
Well, what I want to really focus on, you know, the gratitude I want to talk about today, it doesn't cost anything. You don't need a doctor's prescription to get gratitude. What is important about gratitude with our aging people and our caregivers? For seniors, gratitude is all about taking time to appreciate the here and now of life's purpose and responsibilities. And then for our caregivers, we need to realize that the opportunity they have of caring for a loved one. Now, many people will say, oh man, I don't want to have to take care of my mother and, you know, take her to the doctor's appointments and wash her feet and dry her back off. But, you know, sometimes that when we have that type of burden, and it is considered a burden at the very beginning, it then becomes an opportunity, because when we take the time and give of our time and our heart and our care to our loved ones, it really becomes an opportunity for us to really understand gratitude. For instance, I have a very good friend that had a very, very good job with Delta Airlines. She wasn't married. She had no children. When each of her parents were diagnosed with cancer, she took a leave of absence, and she stayed and took care of her parents until they died. And she told me, she said, it was the greatest gift I gave myself, not really to my parents, but I needed that time to let them know how much I cared for them and how much they did for me. So there are benefits of being grateful. And that's what I want to talk about today. If people will just take a moment and think about some of these health benefits that when you're grateful, it does in turn take care of yourself and your body and your mental state. It helps strengthen personal relationships. You know, we start to realize that when we're grateful for having certain people in our lives, how much better it is when they're around us. You know, you've been in quarantine, so you've probably missed your family, even though you're probably in the basement, in the dungeon, whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's what I've called it.
But, you know, having that relationship with those around you and knowing that they're there for you is very important. And we need to understand that our seniors a lot of times don't have that connection because they're isolated. And so we need to be grateful for you know, the type of person they were in our lives, and we need to show gratitude to them, and we need to connect with them so that they're not lonesome or isolated. Another thing it helps us to do is if you go throughout the day and you make it a point that you say thank you at least 10 times, how do you think that'll make you feel by the end of the day?
Very nice. I mean, that's what you should do is I mean, it depends, I guess, who you're saying thank you to or what you're saying thank you for. But, I mean, good manners and I guess saying thank you is a pretty good thing to do.
You know, I know that one thing it gets me, it's kind of like my little road rage. But when I'm out in traffic and I'm in bumper traffic or people are backed up, I'll let people out. And all I want is a little nod.
That's all. Yeah, that is all you're looking for. It's just a little wave. That's all.
A little wave. And when people totally ignore you, you're kind of like, well, excuse me. But then, you know, you got to say, stop it. You know, don't turn into the negative person. But even acknowledging when we go through drive-through lines and we're dealing with retail people that can't help that certain things are going on in the business, that we really need to take time to say, you know, thank you so much for helping me.
Right.
You know, a lot of companies now, when especially car dealerships, when you get your car serviced, they want to know immediately before you leave how you felt about the service.
Yeah.
They don't give you a time to say thank you. They want to know it because it's very important to their corporate people to know that their people are being attentive and that they want to know that they're doing a good job. But just saying thank you to someone through a drive-through could mean the world to them.
Well, and again, this is going to make you laugh probably, Marcia, but I've even joked about this, but I'm not joking. I'll use the Alexa at the house. Alexa, please play this, or Alexa, do that, or Alexa, play 100.7 The Point. And I'll say please and thank you. And my kids are like, you don't have to say thank you. It's not a real – and I'm like, I was raised to say thank you when I asked for something.
That's okay, Kev. I say good morning to my Echo. Every morning I say good morning, Echo, and then I ask her to go, you know, go to the certain radio station. But, yes, we do need to continue to say thank you, please, and with proper etiquette. But did you know that gratitude will also boost our immune system?
Tell me more.
Well, your body wants to feel good, and it wants to reward you with good health. So when you stay positive and you stay active, you're going to help control a lot of the viruses and germs around us. You know, you'll be more attentive to taking care of yourself. You know, just think about what COVID has done to us in regards to washing our hands and being very careful now.
Sure.
You don't hear of anybody having the flu, do you?
No, you haven't really.
We really haven't. It's because we're taking care of ourselves. And so we're helping boost our immune system because we are grateful that we have bodies to take care of. The next thing is, of course, is the big one, is that relieves stress. We all know what stress does to us. So, and it breaks us down. So when we can rid ourselves of stress and be thankful about what's going on around us, it really helps us not only physically, but mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. It increases our feelings of happiness. We lessen the symptoms of anxiety and depression. And, you know, I've talked about depression before.
Sure.
Because anxiety is a byproduct of stress. And depression comes out of loneliness, isolation, and low self-esteem. A lot of times those are some of the symptoms or why people stay depressed. So being positive and being grateful, you know, if we woke up every morning and said, thank you for giving me a good night's sleep, how many of us do that?
Yeah. I mean, I talk about this a lot, and I remind people about this. If you wake up in the morning, that's half the battle right there. I mean, because there are people, unfortunately, that didn't wake up today. And you get another chance. You get another opportunity. Don't take it for granted. That's a pretty good thing.
You know, I'm usually a very good sleeper, and David will ask me every morning, how did you sleep? And I'll go, you know, good, you know, had a good night's sleep. However, there are some nights that because of things going on at work and stuff, you know, we can't sleep. And so what I have started doing is, I know this, you know, some people might think this sounds corny, but I just talk to God when I'm awake.
Sure.
And I'm very thankful. I think about my family, and I thank him for my family and that I have a roof over my head, that I have food, I am protected, I have a job. And when we start making ourselves think about what we are grateful for, we really will have a different mindset when we wake up in the morning.
Couldn't agree more. Well, hold tight. We will head over to the Fox Business Report, get you covered on that. Come back. We've got Marsha with us as we continue our positive points on aging for this Tuesday morning. Hope you'll stay along on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
Nine minutes now before 9 o'clock on The Point. Thanks for spending some time with us. Don't forget, coming up at 9:05, The Home Advocates with Jeremy and Courtney will be coming your way. We are feeling an immense set of gratitude today, and that's because we get a chance to hang out with you, but it's also because we have with us in studio our good friend Marsha Clayman from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, and that is proud sponsor of our Positive Points on Aging. We appreciate our partnership with Oakleaf Village. We are very filled with gratitude about that, and glad to have you back in the studio, Marsha, with us. We'll have Karen with us next week, and we enjoy working with you guys and trying to help seniors every single week get something, whether it's the seniors themselves or it's the children of the seniors, the nephews, the nieces, whatever it is. We want to make sure that people are taking something positive away from our show every week. And that's why we call it the Positive Points on Aging. So Marsha Clayman with us from Oakleaf Village. And we've been focusing on the benefits for your health and lifestyle when it comes to having gratitude every day.
And the final one, the final tip I want to talk about, this is going to be the real trigger one that everybody really should perk up on this one. It improves memory. Grateful people are more likely to recall past experiences in a more positive manner. When we can savor the good times, you know, I think it probably puts little sweet spots in our brain back there in the long-term memory section where it's kind of like, you know, every once in a while you need a feel-good memory. But what happens is that when we hold on to those positive memories, when something comes up that could be a little bit on a hard time or a negative situation, our brains will actually be able to handle it better. Because think of it like this. How many people have you heard of that have had a traumatic brain issue, maybe an accident or something horrible has happened to them? Maybe they've been robbed or mugged or broken into or anything like that. What happens is that those type of memories, our brain will often suppress those memories to keep us from going into shock or to keep us from having more issues at that time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're talking to someone that's experienced some type of trauma, many times they'll have that look, and it's almost like it's a scared look, and they'll say, I just can't talk about it.
Right.
It's because the brain has protected you that way. But, you know, it's wonderful when I, at my office at Oakleaf, right outside is the parlor, and a lot of our wonderful residents come out there and sit and talk. And I can't get my work done sometimes because I sit there and I listen to them talk about what was going on in the 40s and 50s. And it is so neat to have them compared to what's going on today in today's
sure.
world.
Sure.
So we have to learn that when we have had those issues, you know, we have to think of that sometimes we go through pain, and that helps us to elevate the next step in our lives to make it into a positive situation. But what I want to impress upon people, either themselves or for their aging loved one, if they've had a trauma in their life or they're going through grieving and they just can't get over it, please get them to a counselor or a minister to talk it out, get it out, and learn how to move forward from it so that it doesn't cause them more emotional pain. Because we know as we age, sometimes those negative issues will start popping up, and we
sure.
need to learn how to redirect them and get them thinking about something more positive.
Yeah, you know, at some point, everything that you suppress, it's still there. You know, it's still back there. And at some point, you know, it can come flowing out. Something can trigger it or whatever. And so you can't hide it. And if you've been through something that's challenging and emotionally very difficult and you haven't dealt with it, that could come at the wrong time. So that is something where you need to keep that in mind when you're thinking about someone. You know, I always worry about that with some of our older veterans when it comes to did they ever have an outlet to talk about what they saw when they were in World War II, and now, of course, with men and women that have served in the Gulf War and things like that, or Korea or whatever it is, Vietnam. I always worry about that with a lot of our veterans that are aging. That have they ever had an outlet, Marcia, to talk about things that have been bad for them?
Well, I think that what I've learned in my working with seniors for the last 25 years, the World War II vets don't talk much about the bad stuff. They talk about the good stuff.
Right.
When it got to Vietnam, it became an uglier situation because, one, they weren't appreciated when they came back.
Sure.
And they saw parts of war that was really the turn of torture.
Yeah.
So, and thank goodness with the counseling they have now for our veterans that they can get some help and get over some of the PTSD symptoms. But what I want to tell people, this is what you do. Start a gratitude journal. Write down three things a day that you're grateful for. And what you do is you get up in the morning and you write them down, or else you did them the night before. You look at them and you start your day out with thinking, I'm grateful for this. Even though, let's say with the stimulus checks, well, I'm grateful that I've got this money coming. However, I'm going to have to use it to pay my past bills, but I'm grateful that I can do that. You know, you have to keep turning it into a positive spin. Be mindful of things that bring you or your loved one joy. Sometimes it's just picking up a donut at Dunkin' Donuts, or it's going by with something that reminds them of something from the past, something special. You know, go up to Mass General and just go through and grab you a bunch of that old-fashioned candy and put it in a bag and take it home to someone that, you know, that used to love that.
Sure.
Give back. Big one. Got to donate to favorite charities or volunteer. Just give back of your time or your money or whatever you can give. Just give back to something because that will bring you joy. Write a letter. So many of us are into emails now that we don't write letters or cards. And it's so meaningful when someone gets a card in the mail. All you have to do is sign your name and say, I love you, I'm thinking of you, that type of thing.
Sure.
But that really helps someone to feel like you're grateful for who they are in the position they have in your life. And the last one is just say thank you every day. Say thank you to your dog, to the mailman. You know, just learn to be grateful, because when we become a kinder society, we're going to get through a lot of this garbage that we have gone through for the last year. Because, you know, with COVID and with all the stuff that's happened on with the election, people are still hurting and they're still angry. So we've got to turn it around by being grateful.
Well said. Very well said on all fronts. I mean, again, the one thing that I would remind people of is try to take a step back. You know, if you're saying, oh, I'm having a real Monday, you know, try to take a step back and look at what could be going on right now for somebody else, one of your neighbors, everybody that you know. I guarantee you, whatever's going on in your life, somebody's got it a lot worse. And I just think there's something magical, if you would, about facing adversity with positivity. I've always believed that two things really help. One, of course, I believe in the power of prayer, but I also believe, Marcia, in being positive. And if you start off the day by just saying thank you and feeling gratitude for the opportunity to have the day, I think you're already ahead of the game. I really do.
Absolutely. So, just keep saying thank you, affirming the good things you've received in life, and make people feel appreciated.
Well, I thank you for coming down to the studio this morning. I look forward to seeing you soon. And Brian, I thank you for doing a great job as always. We'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, enjoy this beautiful South Carolina day and stay safe. Thanks for listening.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.